Queen of Grace Zim Asset Trust Chief Executive Officer Ephraim Chizola told journalists in Harare today that the vendors will be relocated to the western end of the city at Corner Samora Machel Avenue and Chinoy Street.
As law-abiding citizens, we call upon all members of the informal sector and vending community nationwide to support this initiative, as we believe it will go a long way in restoring order. We believe this program has come at a time when the status of our cities, towns, growth points and service centers is in deplorable state.
Chizola said his organization has also set up a revolving fund that will assist vendors to get loans to finance their businesses.
We have since embarked on an exercise of educating our members nationwide on the advantages of supporting this timeless initiative, and would like to assure the Minister of SMEs and the Minister of Local Government that we are fully behind you and have taken a huge step in this regard by mobilizing our Harare membership to host a mega cleanup campaign.
But Samuel Wadzai, director of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, told Studio 7 that all members of his organization should resist this move. He said proper vending sites should be set up first in line with the High Court order, which compelled the government and local authorities to set up vending structures before state security agents removed them from the streets. One of the affected vendors, Gamuchira Ekuriwiri, said she will not heed the Queen of Grace Zim Asset Trust call as they are paying vending fees to council.
I think that's a very unfair move. I mean, is there anyone who's going to leave town and go downtown to buy whatever vegetables, whatever these guys were selling? No. So I think it's very unfair and inhuman. Where are the jobs they had promised us, the 2.2 million jobs? The reason why we are vending is because we don't have any form of employment.
These sentiments were also echoed by another vendor, Kudzanai Chivije, who said removing street vendors without adequate planning was tantamount to destroying their source of income.
Well, as a vendor, it's something that I won't accept. I'm a qualified technician, but I have got no access to employment, so this is the only way I can feed my family.
Another vendor, Denford Ngadziwore, warned of bloodshed if the attempt to relocate them without their consent goes ahead.
As an individual, we are not going to take that lightly. As a vendor, I'm not privy to even to pay anything to the land barons, so I'm not going anywhere.
Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chideme told Studio 7 that council would erect structures suitable for vending at the designated vending points in line with the court order, adding that this would be completed before the June 29th deadline set by government for all vendors to have vacated their illegal vending sites. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.